Macmillan Audio presents Vanished by Joseph Finder. Read for you by Holter Graham. Part 1. Behind every great fortune lies a great crime. Honoré de Balzac. Prologue. Washington, D.C. Lauren Heller's husband disappeared at a few minutes after 10:30 on a rainy evening. They were walking to their car after dinner at his favorite Japanese restaurant on 33rd Street in Georgetown. Roger, a serious sushi connoisseur, considered Oji-san the best, most authentic place in all of D.C. Lauren didn't care one way or another. Raw fish was raw fish, she thought. Pretty, but inedible. But Roger, the Mussolini of maki, the Stalin of sashimi, never settled for less than the best. Hey, I married you, right? He pointed out on the way over. And how was she supposed to argue with that? She was just grateful they were finally having a date night. They hadn't had one in almost 3 months. Not that it had been much of a date, actually. He'd seemed awfully preoccupied, worried about something. Then again, he got that way sometimes, for days at a time. That was just the way he dealt with stress at the office, a very male thing, she'd always thought. Men tended to internalize their problems. Women usually let it out, got emotional, screamed or cried or just got mad, and ended up coping a lot better in the long run. If that wasn't emotional intelligence, then what was? But Roger, whom she loved and admired, and who was probably the smartest guy she'd ever met, handled stress like a typical man.